So, everybody ready? Got drinks? Got whatever you need?
No.
Got some cheese.
Oh, hold on. Let me go get some water real quick.
Okay, go get some water.
Locked in my door.
Go get some water then and everything. Go do what you gotta do.
Go poop.
Go poop.
I will not have you pooping again during the middle of a podcast.
Not in your drink that you're going to get, though. We should make that clear.
Someone wants to go poop mid-cast? And it was
Whitey
me?
Whitey does every time he's on.
It's he raises his hand, and then we don't see it. And
he's like, I really have to go to the bathroom! What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Team Mongoose Podcast for episode 70. That's a little Rick James from you, from Ho Ho's heart, deep in his heart. I asked everybody, I was like, "What's podcast theme? What's the theme going to be this week?" He just instinctively said, "Give it to my baby."
It's all right.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's what happened. So this week's podcast, we got Terry, of course, Alex, of course, and Jose and Whitey are joining us. They're finally
I'm back
here.
I'm alive.
Early.
We're like, alive.
You're both like Jose just got home like what 30 minutes ago.
Yeah,
I was like,
I just got home.
And Whitey literally got home like 5 minutes ago. So
he popped. Look how perfect that happened.
Yep. And so I was just like podcast, and that's what happened. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what is happening rather. So how you guys? How's your week been? Huh?
It's a little
tired. Okay.
My gift for Jose came in, and I mailed it off today.
I know, it's supposed to come on Saturday, and I'm really... I think it's dildos. There's no way around it.
Yeah, I'm going to be serious. I think it's dildos.
Well, we do know I give the best gifts.
Like, I think it's dildos, and like I already like warned my family. I was like, look, if there's a package that comes in, don't fucking open it. It's going to be packed with dildos, and I don't know what else.
I don't know what else.
Scare the shit at him. Okay.
You sent the guy 1 3-inch limp penis one time. Just one time.
And then he becomes the guy who gifts dicks.
And I'm just the guy that's always sending dildos. All fucking time.
So I literally had to sit down. We were downstairs. Like I was talking to my mom, and I'm like, look, there's going to be something coming in. It's probably dicks. I don't know how to tell you this. So like, my mom knows that dicks could be coming in the mail eventually.
Yo, you should have told her that. She's probably gonna like steal it now.
Well, I sat there and I was like, well, I really don't want her to open my mail and feel like. Imagine if it was dicks. Like, I don't know, it is dicks. Right, but like, if she opens a box of dicks, then what?
Then I got what about a box of dicks?
Whatever, mom.
Nigga, you gay?
I want a bag of dicks. I'll get a bag of dicks.
If you don't got that bag of dicks, show up. But like, I felt like I had to tell her because imagine if she opened it. This saves me the time of having to like explain, like, whoa, I'm not a dirty pervert. Those dicks aren't mine. Those dicks aren't for me.
Well, they're definitely not for your sister.
Ooh. No, they have, they have to be black.
No, they have to be the 9-inch ones. But I
okay.
I'm only assuming it'll be there Saturday, though. Like, it might be there Friday.
We're about to cross a goddamn line we shouldn't.
We're 5 minutes into this fucking podcast and talking about dildos, goddamn it. We can't have Whitey and Jose in the same
yay,
same
I'm
podcast.
Back.
Yay. It dirty talk. Woo.
Yeah, someone
I know
said,
what I missed.
Someone said on the website about our last podcast is like Dole's 15, you bring her in for episode 69, you guys talk like that. Don't you think it's a little inappropriate?
No.
Not inappropriate enough. No.
Listen, she knew what she was getting herself into, right?
She
signed the paperwork. She read the...
Yeah, we make them sign a waiver before joining the team. It's unsaid, not written
anywhere. It's a real thing.
Don't worry.
We sit down with lawyers and everything when this happens.
Yeah, it's real.
We're legit. We're legit as fuck.
We wear suits and everything.
Oh, my God.
We even print it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's colors on that, all right?
We put it on nice paper, too.
Yeah, 300 DPI. What of it?
Right on the fridge.
Ooh, that's good paper.
It cost us $500 to print out this contract, okay? What of it?
Your mongoose is balling.
It's just money. It's just money, all right?
We don't need it. Australia pays for it.
All right, so Terry, you went to the Safari Zone, yes?
Oh, yes.
And how often did you fish?
Not a lot. I tried it a few times, and all I got were the stupid dinky little sea kings or whatever. And then I got surf, and then I would just surf in it. But I think you get different stuff when you surf.
Well, my first five fishings, I ran across two Dratinis.
Did you get them?
No.
Then why are you telling me?
You are bad at
you said that you didn't come across one.
Yeah, but if I had, I would have caught it.
How? How are you going to catch it, huh?
You throw a rock at it.
I threw a rock at it. I'm throwing rocks, Jose.
You reel it in with the bait, and then you throw a rock at it.
You teach it love.
Fucking bash that fucking love.
Shit on it.
You teach it to hate, and then you put it in the ball.
What if I rub the bait around the rock and then throw it at them? And then they eat it, and then they just pass out.
Throwing the food
at it.
What?
I don't think it would have aided you throwing a rock at it in general, even if you put food on it.
What if it was a small rock?
That changes things.
Then it's
like enough to, not really tell that it was a rock. It's like it's tiny. It's just enough to give it some weight so she feels it.
So you are hitting it with...
I'm hitting it. Don't get me wrong, I'm hitting the shit out of it, okay?
I think that's the problem, whether it's a rock or not.
What if I decrease the size of the rock even more, but increase the number that I throw at it? Kind of like a shotgun blast.
Still
What if I go hunting? Capturing Dratinis with the shotgun. All right, look, I came across another one right here.
I don't see why you wouldn't just have a shotgun in there to begin with.
I threw a rock, it's angry.
Just throw a rock at it. Just keep throwing rocks at it. Teach it a lesson. When it gets angry, you throw another one. You teach it about humility, and then you throw the Pokeball. That's how it works.
I kept throwing rocks, and it ran away.
You didn't throw it good enough.
Maybe not. I'm going to be a pro after this.
Spin on it. You got to get a curveball.
Throw like a girl, Dwight. Get it together.
I'm trying. Trust me, Alex, I'm trying.
Get a skip the rock on the water and just right between the eyes.
Yeah. Just crack it right between the eyes.
What if I just bring a harpoon gun or something?
Well, then you're going to need to bring it to the Pokemon Center.
You're going to have to anyway.
Yeah, that's fine.
Harpoon gun instead of a ball to begin with.
Well, there was this person right before I came in had a badge that said TSA on it, and she said, "I'm going to have to check your asshole." And I was like, "I'm sorry, what, ma'am?"
God, excuse me?
The last guy just checked it.
I had one when I came in.
Sir, we only have one TSA agent
here. Did I lose it again?
Oh, God damn it. And in reality, it was really Jose.
What?
He's just dressed up as doctors giving anal exams.
For free?
Yeah. All right, let me check your bum. That's what I do.
I'm going to use three fingers.
Oh. Why do you have to specify? And why do you have to use so many?
Don't tell me what you're going to do.
Just do it and let me go.
See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to stick all three in and spread it like a triangle.
Nope.
And then I'm going to take my flashlight.
Adam, check my ass and let me go.
I got to see real deep in there.
Okay, all right. This is not a good podcast. Let's get off of this. So, Pokemon.
So.
We've been playing a lot of, for those of you who don't know, we've been playing a lot of Poke MMO. Or me and Terry are still.
Pokemon.
I'm on right now, too.
And Jose's on now. And Terry's kicking ass. He's already EV training.
And Alex's will has been broken.
I passed him on the first night I played.
Been broken by you.
I know. You tricked me, you bastard.
Well, now that I told you right after, and you still haven't played since.
Yeah, I was like, fuck you at this point.
What happened? What happened? Explain to us what happened.
I passed him, and then the next day, I told him that I was at Victory Road. Which was stupid, like, because if you had read anything, you know that wasn't even ready at the time.
Is it I don't know.
Ah, fuck, I just killed a Weedle. Wait, no.
Are you on the road to Meridian City, Jay?
Fuck, that my EVs. It's over.
See, Terry started before I did, but not that much longer. So we were kind of at the same spot. And then I logged off for the night because I needed to go to bed and get up for work. And then while I was at work, I checked my phone, and he texted me, and he said, we're at Victory Road now. And I was like, fuck it, I'm bad.
That was me. when Terry, or I started playing and everything like that, I think I just beat Brock? I don't know. And then, like, you were getting ready for work or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And I told Terry, like, you should tweet and be like, hey, tell him we're on Victory Road. Just do it. I'm barely past Brock at this point.
I would have believed it because you guys were still playing when I went to bed. And then when I read it, I was like, these motherfuckers must have got, like, no sleep.
That night was really funny because...
That was a long night. It
Terry,
wasn't that long.
No. Terry, he said, okay, 3 a.m. rolls around, right? It's late, okay? It's late, all right? Everybody, we're getting tired. I was going to be up because my sleep schedule was fucked at this time. And I said, whatever, and I'm watching, Cowboy Bebop. I was watching Cowboy Bebop. Mm-hmm. And Terry's like, all right, 30 minutes, and then I'm good. I'm like, okay, well, 3:30, 3:31 rolls around, and he's like, oh, it's 3:30 already. Yeah? He goes, all right, 4 a.m., calling it quits, going to bed. And then you were trying to do something.
I got a Bellsprout, man. I was trying to evolve my Bellsprout, all
right? That's what it was. Yeah, and so he's trying to do that, and then 4:30 rolls around, and he goes, oh, shit, it's 4:30 already. And you stayed up until 5, didn't you?
Yeah, I was up till like 5.
Yeah.
I kept finding things to do.
Yeah.
I couldn't just walk away. I had a responsibility.
I don't know what it is, man. I've been trying to play it on my phone. I couldn't do that. I tried playing, an emulator on my computer. Couldn't do it. This fucking Poke MMO rolls around, and the only thing that it's done is just add people. And it's the most addictive thing.
You don't even
in the world.
Communicate with them at all.
You
or
don't
interact
talk to
at
them.
All.
Oh,
just
I did.
There.
I did interact with someone that I didn't know, and who didn't talk to me or didn't know me as a YouTuber. Mm-hmm. There's this guy, I was in, it's a Dragonair? Hold on.
Gotcha.
I'm throwing
Don't
some bait.
Up.
All right, okay, I threw bait, now what?
Now throw a
Yo,
rock
fuck that
it.
Shit up!
Throw a rock! Potato Orgy threw a rock! Ah, shit, I got scared and ran.
Okay, well, fucked it up.
You blew it!
It's a 35,
you
man.
You sucked!
Happens to me all the time! Anyways, I was in Celadon, and I just got the, the Sylph Scope? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Heading back on over to Lavender. And, do my ghostly business. And there, I just randomly caught a guy in trade saying, he's like, is anybody out there nice enough to give me a Cubone? Or, no, he said, anybody want to out there toss me a bone? A Cubone, that is? And I was like, ah.
Oh!
I like this guy. So I was like, you know what? I got one in my storage. You want it? And he goes, sure, where are you at? And I'm like, I'm in Lavender. And he goes, oh, I'm too weak to go there right now. Because he was, still, 10.
Uh-huh.
And he was in Pewter City. And I'm like, don't worry, I'll come
get
you.
How does he have a Cubone and he's level 10?
He wanted a
Cubone.
He wanted a Cubone. Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. And so I was like, all right, whatever, I'll fly out there. I'll meet you at the Poke Center. So I went and gave it to him. And he was, ecstatic. He was just like, oh, I love Cubone! And everything like that. I was like, oh, shit, all right, cool.
And you just said, well, don't make it weird or anything.
And he goes, I don't know how to add you as a friend, though. And I'm like,
don't
here,
worry about it.
No, it's not added
thank
him.
You.
It's cool, thank you.
Yeah, I added him. His name is Steedius. He's online right now, too.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, gave him one, and he really enjoyed it. And hopefully, it's one of his mains.
He's going to bug you every time
yeah,
you
but
log
no,
on.
Like, you gave him, like, the worst cool. one. You gave him, like, zero attack one. The minus attack one.
No, I think it was
minus
an alright one.
Plus special attack.
I think it was an okay one. But, yeah, no, he's been cool. He hasn't messaged me randomly or nothing. He's doing him. I'm just cool.
Wait for it. He's gonna.
Some irrelevant shit. Message him and be like, hey.
Wait, so are they gonna
y'all on podcast?
What?
Got another
are
Cubone?
Are they gonna implement items? Because basically my Ghastly becomes the hardest one because I gotta choose either. Am I going... Because if we can have items, I can hold scarves. And then...
Well, they're gonna add it eventually.
Well, yeah, they're gonna add it, but it's not in right now.
Ah, shit. This changes a lot of things.
Get another one.
Well, the other thing is, like, a lot of the moves don't work. A lot of the moves that you see, like,
yeah, like
competitive stuff.
Like explosion,
I know spikes
work.
Don't work, which kind of throws off what I was going to do.
Oh, new Pokemon. Oh, spikes.
Yeah. Man,
spikes is bullshit.
Spikes is bullshit. That's why I like
it. That's an
but it doesn't work
is
yet.
Jose just needs leftovers.
That's spikes and Roar. Spikes and Roar.
But yeah, Roar doesn't work. Rowan doesn't work.
Rollout doesn't work.
No,
it only matters to me because I have a Jigglypuff, and
I like
she
the
she only gets
there.
Two
like
attacks.
Love knows my team, though. He knows the bullshit that could be had.
Fuck you, Jose.
That fucking paint split team, bro.
A few of the moves, though, they're broken in a good way. Like Fly.
Dig,
Fly. All the ones that take, like, two turns, they take one turn because they're not fully working yet.
Yeah.
So I had Future Sight, which is supposed to take two turns and does, like, 90 damage or whatever.
What about Hyper Beam?
I had that at like level 20 or whatever. So I'm just sitting there rolling on people.
What about Hyper Beam? Is that like, because that'd be bullshit.
I don't know.
just like
Solar Flare.
I'll check
it out.
I stocked up on daylight.
Hyper Beam works apparently.
You're
all sad.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're sad that it works. That means the damage is right too.
No. Well, the damages are all right. Well,
fucking
for most
Hyper Beam Gyarados,
like, stuff.
I've stocked up on my daylight. Use my Solar Beam.
Other than Pokemon, what else?
Well, we've been playing a lot of this Pokemon game.
Damn it!
iPhone 5, what's up? Came out.
Don't care.
Tiny really? Connector. Woo-hoo!
I know. Is it finally going to a micro USB or it's like their own?
Oh God, no! It's
no,
gone
of
to
course
a
it's proprietary.
Yeah,
it's like,
of course
it's
proprietary.
The special
I'll say, this is an iPhone.
It's the Dieter.
It's called Lightning. The cable, not to be confused with what is it? Thunderbolt, which is actually a good connection, although it's still being proprietary. Lightning, it's just like a dual-sided, like flat piece of cable, and it sucks ass because you still plug it into USB 2.0.
Yay.
So they're really
it's lightning.
Yeah.
It's lightning fast. That's stupid.
It's about as lightning as a slow bro. Yeah, brought it back.
Shut up, Dwight.
Y'all just jelly. Y'all peanut butter and jelly. But, yeah, that came out, and they changed the names of...
They had 4G.
What, ear pods, right? Is that what they're called?
They're called ear pods.
Alex is dead, but, yeah.
Oh, yeah, earbuds. Yeah, no, they're earbuds.
He's still laughing about
them. Yeah, they changed the name of earbuds to ear pods.
How much I don't give a shit about this stuff.
Alex, word over here.
And so, it's just... And then there's an iPad Mini, which is an iPod Touch.
Oh, they announced it? The Mini?
I guess.
Oh.
That's an iPod Touch.
It's a slightly bigger
iPod Touch.
Slightly bigger.
Don't tell it to the fanboys, though, dude.
We're telling them to right now. Fuck you all.
Oh, no.
Fuck you guys.
Steve Jobs wouldn't let that happen.
I know. They're about to. I mean, seriously,
awesome
what's so different about the iPhone 5? It's the same goddamn thing. Just it's longer now.
Bigger screen and like, I think, 1.5 millimeters thinner.
One extra gigabyte.
But it's longer now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like if you're going to make it longer, make it wider. Like, you just... They're going to make it... It's going to turn into a fucking hot dog at this rate. Like, you're supposed to keep reporting...
It's all about the width, man. That's really what matters.
It's all about that width.
So, yeah, no. I don't know. I don't care. I'd much still would rather have an S3.
I know. I want an S3 so bad. I know. And I sat there. I'm like looking at my phone. I'm like, oh.
No. We're fine.
Well, no. I mean, I got the S2. Remember, I had an Evo. But remember, yeah. Shit fucked up. So I ended up talking to some guy. And he was like, yo, I'll sell you one. He's like, my buddy got one. He's not using it.
Oh, you're out of contract with it?
No. Well, I bought it off some dude. I mean, I'm still under contract. Basically, to transfer phones, you don't have to break contract. So that's why when
you still got to pay off the Evo, don't you?
No.
When you sign up for the contract, you pay for the phone.
Yeah, that's how you pay for it.
But no, with Sprint, you pay like, what is it? Like $20 a month or something like that for the cheaper price, and then once you're out of contract, it bumps it down to like $10 per phone.
When you open a contract, it gives you the cheaper price automatically, and you pay it.
Yeah, the cheaper price, basically they offer you the cheaper price because they know they're going to have you for 2 years. And basically, if you're going to quit, that's why the fucking the contract's like $300.
Yeah.
But that's the reason why. So that's the reason why when basically during a contract, that's why you the prices are different. Like, so if you're out of contract, when you break, like when my year's over, like next year, yeah, when I guess the Samsung the 4S when that comes out, we can go and get it for the new contract price because basically we're going to renew our contract. So they're willing to give us a lower price on it.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
So I understand. Yeah, so
sometimes math is hard for me. So I have to sing it to remember. Terry knows I was awful in math class.
Yeah.
Yeah, you suck.
Awesome at math class.
So you're not Asian. Shut up.
No.
I was in math honors, but
I know, right? How did that happen?
I don't believe that.
I was in math honors and English honors, all right? Thank you very much.
I was in physics honors, and I don't know how I got in there.
I was always in honors classes.
Just imagine Alex sitting there with like glasses and a lab coat, like, I have no idea what I'm doing.
In English class?
This scenario happened.
Said physics.
I said physics honors.
Oh, yeah, but you'd be in English class because you're dumb.
It's
supposed to be in physics.
I don't know how I got in physics, but I was there.
Didn't you have Adrian in that?
Yeah, Adrian was in there.
What happens when I throw something?
Adrian's doing all kinds of science.
Adrian doesn't even know what he was doing in there.
All you guys were just like, fuck.
We just played video games on the computer the whole time. We passed with bees.
Physics.
Awesome. Love that.
More like fizz dicks. I'm on fire tonight.
When I put my finger on the W key, it goes down. Physics.
Gravity.
Bam.
That's your final right there.
Proof gravity. Hit the W key.
Laws of gravity. Go forward by hitting the W key using gravity.
You press that space bar, you go up and down.
I want to go to your school.
I remember one time.
No, you don't want to go.
Physics.
It's underachieving, bro.
We had a lab in physics where it was about kinetic energy or some shit like that, and what we had to do was have this train move on its own, like a little model train, and we each had our own. And me and Adrian are just looking at it like, what the fuck are we supposed to do? And then all of a sudden, we hear glass break, and we turn around, and some guy's train went shooting from one end of the room to the other. It just flew right across the room. And
he goes, God damn. He figured it out.
He's
chucking across the room.
It's all Eureka!
I did it!
And he passed with an A. And everyone was
He was the smartest kid.
He was the coolest kid in honors physics.
That's so says so much.
It's funny because none of them are cool because it's physics.
Honors physics.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, Terry, where do I find all the cool kids in high school?
Not in honors physics.
Not in honors
physics. In the
bathroom. Who's in physics, huh?
They were smoking.
Alex was in physics.
Nerd.
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 You did, Alex. You did good,
I don't even think we had, like, honors physics. We had regular physics.
Yeah, I know we had regular
physics.
Not
a haunter, and he's fucking useless.
I didn't know anybody in honors physics, that's for sure. I wouldn't be friends with any of those people. I got better things to do, like buying burritos at the snack carts.
Those are some nastily delicious burritos.
They honestly, I think we may have shaved, like, 10 years off of our lives because we've had those.
Especially
the
beef
one. Wait, goddamn, dude, like...
The beef ones.
We ate them.
Slop.
Yeah, never, no, the beef ones got everywhere.
You never
man.
Get beef yeah. anything.
Like, bean and burrito, bean and cheese ones were good though. Well, yeah. Better.
They were better. They were better. They wouldn't kill you.
Mm-mm.
As fast.
Freaking bean and cheese and a Mr. Pibb.
Dude, what's going on over there at your fucking high school, dude? Our high school is like, we were chill as shit. We had pizza.
Well, we had that pizza. Stuff, but that wasn't like.
Yeah, we had like these like dirty ass Mexican burritos. Like we didn't have none of that.
We're in California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of those.
We gotta cater to your kind out here.
All about the burritos and.
Otherwise, they leave school.
Oh, like
we
that's
gotta give
awesome.
Them something.
They oh no. Oh no, the Mexican's not getting an education.
He's just going to be behind the Home Depot anyway.
Whoa.
Come on, guys. I was just joking.
Where are you guys taking this right now?
You guys taking it 5 steps too far.
Hey. That's why they call me Whitey.
Oh, shit. All right, I'm done. Goodbye, guys. I'll see you later.
Welcome to the Team Agus podcast. I can't even boast about any of our rankings for the podcast. We're a podcast you've never heard of. I don't know.
It's family nothing. Podcast.
A family
podcast. That's a line.
No. I'll put us under the family category. Family and education.
You learn a lot, guys. Learn about life. It's still funny to me.
No, our high school we had these like little food carts that would there's like four or five of them and they would go around just various parts of the quad, so the line for the cafeteria wouldn't be so long, you know, you could just go to one of these instead.
Yeah, that's where you get your pizza and shit.
Yeah, if you want something like a pizza or a burger or something like that, you go to the cafeteria, but you get
pizza pocket from fucking cart.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, just fuck the pizza.
Yeah, what
piece
what
of shit? Fuck? Give me a hot pocket.
You can't run around the campus with a pizza, slice pizza. You get a pizza pocket.
Yeah, you gotta have one hand free, man.
Shit's rock solid.
Yeah, that's what was so good about it.
Yeah,
work for your food.
The crust was rock solid. Rock.
It's like
my
munching
jaw's
on a brick.
Never been so in shape.
Times.
And then yeah, they made a law where schools couldn't sell soda anymore, or carbonated drinks.
Yeah, that was like right after we left, and we were like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're like, doing that little the pool party dance on Skype.
Huh?
The little pool party dance.
Oh yeah,
on Skype. Doing that thing
across the street from the high school, just dancing.
Woo! Drinking soda.
I heard about that from my sister. I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I was trying to think of something that you could have other than that. I mean, I guess Powerade's all right. Yeah, you get water, I guess.
Yeah, I usually got Powerade.
Or juice. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, it was juice and...
The juice was like... They were tiny.
Yeah.
Like,
they weren't worth
like,
the money.
Powerade and stuff you could get. It's like
the
little...
But also the Powerade's like a dollar. The soda was 50 cents, so...
Yeah.
We had those little juice packs. You remember that, Jose?
Oh, dude, I used to steal those all the time.
Yeah, you used to.
just put it in your pocket. You sit in class, just fucking just chilling, juice. He had like this fucking like really happy fucking carton of milk, like just like yeah.
Like that was the logo. Guy with the juice box.
That guy.
The guy with the juice box hangs out with the guys from physics.
Was that cool guy with the juice box in his head? Crap.
Yeah, I think the one cool thing we had was the cookies. Like they just big cookies and they'd like sell them like 2 for 50 cents, and they were like big ass fucking cookies.
Oh yeah, they had like the same thing. You get like 2 for 50 cents or whatever.
It was like
they were like gooey, like fresh out of the oven. Yeah. Not even like solid, just sloppy.
I actually liked them when they were fucking like nice and
soft.
Yeah,
that was good, especially in the winter and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You'd keep them in.
You couldn't even like fucking pick it up and just fall apart. Like,
yeah, it fell. Just falls in half as soon as you
got another one.
Man, Jose used to come into class with cereal and
what?
Yeah, Japanese class. I didn't give a fuck, dude. One day I came in with like McDonald's. Like I just got home early. Like I actually came. I came in late. I sat down, opened McDonald's. Teacher was started talking. And I just started eating my McDonald's breakfast. So I was like,
"Got your fries." Back.
I was like, "Bitch, it's breakfast time."
He'd raise his hand to answer questions while munching on cereal. Middle of
in the back with his burger wrapper, just. They loved you in that class.
They really did. I made the teacher sit in the garbage can. Your move.
With your McDonald's?
No. I just like, it was like one day she was like, I need someone to be the teacher. And I was like, I will do it. If there was one thing I was meant
He's
to
like
do.
The Cartman out of the class. He's like raising his hand and they're like, anybody else?
I was like, me.
Anybody but Jose.
Mr. Garrison, me.
Yeah, dude, it was a really bad day. Like, nothing, no one learned shit. We did one sentence.
Gets up and gets one of those giant rulers.
I taught the class. She wanted us to, like, everyone to write 5 sentences out in Japanese. And I'm like, nah, fuck that. We're going to make one good sentence. And that was the day I found out the teacher was racist.
So you made her sit in the garbage can.
Oh, well, because I was a teacher, right? So I had teacher powers. So, like, I was like, you, sit in the garbage can. And she sat. Like, she played along with it. She was like, all right. She was like, yes, sensei. And I'm like, that's right, bitch.
Well. How the tables have turned.
That's the power.
Now, everybody who gives me $5 gets an A for the year.
It was really an awesome class, and like just the one we did a really racist fucking sentence, and she liked it. She laughed, and like we put fucking A for the day, all of us.
Good job.
She was like, ah. She read it like she was like
pointing.
She read it. She fucking started laughing
from the trash can in the back of the class.
She was so proud, bro. She got a good laugh, and she's like, this sentence is perfect. There's nothing wrong with it. And we're like, that's right. That's what happens when I teach. we get results,
goddamn.
Come
on the podcast.
Like a racist sentence about one of the other kids. You get some points out. I'm like, ah, they got you.
Well, hey, good clapping. Sentence. Good sentence.
Teacher's all, oh.
You're just going to sit there and take it? Why don't you say something back?
What made it worse is that
George... It has to be in Japanese, though. So.
It's like we had a class with George, and what made it worse is George actually sat up and drew, like, the sentence. He, like, did a drawing of it. Like, we were pretty much... We were trying to... it was, nigga stole my bike, because, like, that's when that meme was, like, really popular, when, like... When it was just that. So I was like, I'm going to make that sentence. So the teacher laughed at that. And Chinaman drew like a black dude on a bicycle with like a bunch of police officers hitting him. And the teacher fucking laughed. She's like, that's awesome. You guys passed.
I had nothing more to teach
you. He got what he deserved. You guys all passed.
There's nothing more I can teach you, kids.
You have surpassed me.
She bows and walks out of the room.
Become masters.
It's awful.
She like fades away.
My did you guys have anime club there?
Yes. No, we had the Japanese club, which is pretty much anime club.
Okay, yeah. Well, we didn't have Japanese class, so all we had was like the anime club.
We had Spanish and French.
Yeah. I don't think I've spent a less amount of time with that group of people or at anime club than I have in anything in my life. I was there for maybe 30 minutes. And I was like, nah.
Same for me.
You guys are too much.
I can't handle this. It was too much. Like, it was just too much. And I hung out with some of the people that still went there. Like, you know, I knew them.
And, yeah, those like extremists. You're just like,
I can't.
I
think the line was like, everybody was kind of like, we were gonna watch through a series, in the club, and you know, discuss it and do whatever, right? And they're writing up ideas up on the board. And the line for me was when someone said, Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's not for me. I'm gonna go. And then someone said, Yu-Gi-Oh. I was like, yeah, they're playing the card game right there. I think it'd be weird if we're watching the show too. Like, honestly, there was people in the back always playing card games.
Which is legit.
It was Yu-Gi-Oh in that class. It was magic on the outside of the class. Magic's a legit.
Even the magic nerds were like, no, I'm not going in there.
And we'll be outside.
We don't want to associate with you.
Y'all start putting on some man cartoons and we'll come in.
We're going to start our own club.
It's called the Better Anime Club, not that gay shit next door. It's a long name. We're going to abbreviate it.
I got to fucking... I've been sitting here this whole time catching guys. I have like 30 ghastlies. None of them useful.
Why? Which one are you going for? I may have one.
I need, I can't remember the goddamn name. I think it's Impish.
Oh, yeah, I got one of those.
No, you don't.
I don't.
No, Timid. It's Timid.
Yeah.
I need Timid.
I got like 1,000 of those.
I haven't found one yet. I found everything. I found even, like, the retard one. I found the one that's, like, all attack. I'm like, no.
That's a good Gastly. I've found, like, probably 40 Dratinis, and I haven't caught one.
Oh, you're that guy now. You'll be that guy.
I'm just not good at catching stuff, guys.
Dude, throw a rock at it. It gets mad, one more rock, and then the Pokeball.
Nah, I think two rocks is too many.
No, two rocks is just right, okay? Because he gets mad, and then you basically, you tell him, no, we don't get mad, and then you catch him.
No, see, the way it happens is that I bait him, right? And they're like, oh, thanks. And then I throw a rock at him, and they're like, oh, fuck you, and then they leave.
Well, there's a problem right there. They leave after the rock.
Well, how do I make them stay?
When I do that, they usually stick around. And they're like, what's up
next?
I don't like you.
Yeah, well.
See, the thing is, I'm really bad at catching things. And, Jose, didn't you give me my Nidoran?
Yes. And you gave me both.
Three of my team, three of the four that I use a lot, I didn't catch. Because I'm using Terry's Psyduck, too. Oh, and my Charizard was given to me too, because I didn't fucking catch that shit.
Someone gave you their Charizard?
No, you know when you choose Pokemon, you're
picking
it
me.
Charmander, rather. Okay. You know.
Wait, what?
So none of my main, I've caught. I've caught the Diglett that I have in there, my Spearow, but my Diglett, he's just my cut bitch right now, and so my Spearow is my fly bitch.
You fly bitch.
My fly bitch.
That's a fly-ass bitch right there.
So that's what's going down right now. So I didn't catch anything.
Dude, so I just want to know, what happened to Dole? Did she just completely give up her hopes and dreams?
Oh, yeah, we should talk about Dole.
Did she?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Terry, you haven't talked too much, but you tell this story.
So Dole. Dole, Jose, and Dwight, like, all started at the same time, basically. Well, I think Dwight started earlier.
I started a little bit earlier, yeah.
Yeah, you started a little bit earlier. But Dole and Jose started at the same time. And for whatever reason, all three of you picked Charizard.
Charmander.
Whatever. No, that was weird, but whatever. Right.
That was weird. I'm kind of pissed off at them because I chose it first.
I always pick Fire. Every game I've ever played, I've always picked Fire.
Because, no, the way it works is that Terry Squirtle, Alex is Bulbasaur, and I'm Charmander. And you two niggas come by, and then I'm not special anymore.
Terry's my rival.
I can be replaced, and I don't like that. Anyway. I'm a little mad.
So she's just having a terrible time. She gets to the forest or whatever. She gets her Weedle, and for some reason she's trying to trade it to Dwight. I don't know.
No, she was training it because we were calling it shitty.
Well, she was training it, and she tried to, like, trade it to you for some reason.
She traded me out of nowhere.
And then he didn't take it, and it like bugged out, and the Weedle was just lost forever.
It was gone. Well,
not forever. It was lost for like an hour, and then she like relogged, and it ended up being back somehow.
But she
lost it at some point.
She was sad.
And then I think she had like two or three. Nah, she only had like two different Pokemon at the time. By the time she got to Pewter, so she tries to fight Brock with her Charmeleon and whatever her other one was.
No, it was just Charmander at the time.
Was it Charmander?
Still, actually, yeah, she hasn't leveled it.
Okay, yeah. So it was Charmander, and I think she had a Mankey just to fight Brock with. And like she must have fought Brock like a dozen times at least. And every time her Charmander was out, Brock would always use whatever rock move.
Rock throw.
And it'd just knock him out immediately. And she had to fight him like a dozen times. Did she ever end up beating him?
I don't know. I'm trying to think right now. I'm pretty sure she beat Brock yet.
I'm pretty sure she beat him in the end.
Oh.
But yeah, okay. She just couldn't catch a break. Like any time the Charmander was out, it was just rock throw, done. Then Mankey comes out and gets wrecked.
But it was her Charizard in general. Like, she lost the first fucking battle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, she just had a really dumb, derpy Charizard. She lost her first little fight that you do when you first get it, and your rival fights you immediately after you pick your Pokemon. Yeah, she lost that, too. It's just the string of...
We were like, reroll it. It's done.
Yeah, we told her to start a new character because she can't just start a journey that way.
Can't do it.
She's the one Pokemon master that has started their journey losing every battle. And then training a Weedle.
Well, it would have been worth it if she had followed through and not lost it. Beedrill's not
bad. Yeah, a Beedrill's all right.
But yeah, she just had a terrible time. And she couldn't reroll at the time because you can only have one character before the update. Now you can have three, so now she can restart, but she just beat Brock, so that's probably not a good idea.
She could start with Squirtle and kick his ass.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that?
Because Squirtle's on Bulbasaur, I mean, fuck, she can just anything but Charmander.
You have to know
that. Lucky one. When I fought Brock, he kept using Bind, that shit was broken.
Yeah, see, for you, you just rolled in and rolled out. Like, he didn't use Rock Throw once on you, and he used it on me the first time, and the second time I was able to do it, but fucking, that was stupid. Rock Throw.
That Mankey. I had a Mankey going in there, just fucking crying.
The second time I went through, I had Metal Claw on my Charmeleon, and it just tore through him.
Yeah, well, no, she has to have a Charmeleon then, because she was using Metal Claw, and she just couldn't catch a break, because... For whatever reason, the rock Pokemon was faster than hers. And he'd just use the rock throw. Or no, she would get the first hit, but it wouldn't be enough to kill it.
Got a slow-ass Charmeleon.
I think mine's slow too, man. I don't know.
What nature did you end up with that one?
I got a gentle Charizard.
What does that mean?
Plus 10% SP defense, minus 10 defense.
That's not...
Yeah. I got strong
against
asshole.
SP stuff, not against regular stuff.
Yeah, that
has minus 10 speed, bro. What's up?
That's terrible.
That's really bad.
You need a new one.
You can't. You broke that's Charizard. Why do you think Pidgeot's my main?
That makes sense there? Because you use Pidgeot like the entire time. It outleveled your Charizard. Or your Charmander, probably.
I know, we sat there, we're like, wait a minute, this motherfucker's higher level than my goddamn Charmeleon. I was like, enough, fuck it, I'm done.
I'm over that, though. I don't care if something outlevels my stuff.
Well, no, yeah, you get to that point. I think it's like after the third badge, where you're just like, all right,
no, that's just in general Pokemon. Like, when I was a kid, I was like, all about, nope, starters, number one, can't have anything outlevel it.
Yeah.
And just years have aged me, and... And I just
don't care anymore.
Like, whatever, as long as you work.
As long as you pull your weight,
bro. Pull your weight,
take one out. Take one goddamn Pokemon out.
Yeah, I actually like having, like, underused things now. So just weird stuff being main or whatever.
Weird stuff, huh?
Yeah.
You got Jigglypuff in your main? You got a Psyduck in your main?
I would
weird stuff. I'm a king of weird stuff, all right?
There's a difference between weird stuff and shit nobody wants. Yeah.
That's why you guys give it to me.
Nobody uses
that's why I get it for free.
There's the weird stuff that's out there that still works, like Kingler or whatever. I used to rock Kingler as like main.
Yo, word?
Yeah.
What?
Like stupid stuff. I like the weird stuff.
I like the pretty stuff. Like, I gotta have fucking, I want a Growlithe in my team because I want an Arcanine.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting that too. Did Everybody I tell you I got fucking two adamant Growlithe? What's up?
What? Give me one, dude.
No.
I need a sweeper, bro. Let me get one.
You gotta pay for it.
Dude, fucking Growlithe. Arcanine, which is extreme speed. Fucking, he's the sweeper.
Uh-huh.
That's asshole sweeper right there.
You got an asshole in your way. You pull out your Growlithe.
Just sweeping those assholes.
It'll sweep it. It'll sweep it.
This is asshole over here with a goddamn Dragonite. Get out of here. You're too high level.
I just finished my ride on EVs. He's kind of... I messed up a few times, but for the most part, it's good.
What were you fighting? Like, because the
Zubats?
PK thing doesn't work yet.
I had to fight Paras and Caterpies.
Ew.
Paras wasn't bad because you can go to the tunnel and that's all you get.
He just shows up hype.
Yeah, he's always there. But fucking Caterpies. I don't know why they're so much rarer than Weedles and stuff.
Why would you stop going against Paras?
Because I maxed out.
Yeah, 252 it.
Attack EVs.
Oh, okay. I get you.
I think I get lucky. I think mine is I gotta go speed and special attack.
Where are those at? Where do you train those at?
I think speed is Zubat, or it's one of the... I know, like, the speed one's, like, really just easy to find. Like, you can get your speed done quick as shit.
I'm gonna put 500 points of HP in my Jigglypuff.
He's gonna be a goddamn tank.
Put it in
your not a good
She's
idea.
Strong as shit. Like to
After
see you be her.
252, you don't even get anything.
Want to bet?
Yes.
Dude, this is kind of a nice little glitch. If you know, like when you right click your Pokemon, it brings up the little menu.
Mm-hmm.
When you catch, it automatically shows the new nature of that Pokemon that you just caught. So, yeah. Like, I know when I'm going to catch my shit. But
well,
I still have it. It shouldn't be doing that.
What are you talking about? It shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, they updated it so when you catch stuff, it shows you the stats of them now.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I just got my. A Haunter. Level 20 Hunter. Maybe you have what I need, because I don't need any of the fucking standard moves.
You got what I need.
You say he's just...
I think I'm just going to bait these fucking Dratini to just slam them full of Pokeballs. Because they run away after I throw that rock, man. Every single time.
You're doing it wrong.
I don't know how I'm doing it wrong. It's two buttons.
You give me a fucking adamant fucking Dratini.
Yo, fuck you.
And I will pat you on the back.
Thank you.
You owe me for the Psyduck.
Oh, so an adamant Dratini makes up for the Psyduck. I'll give the Psyduck back. I don't need it. It's a timid Psyduck. What is that? How does that help me?
You owe me.
Just that quick, the world owes him something.
Quick, somebody. Anybody?
Oh, what an asshole, Haunter. You're a dick.
What did he do? Did he kick your ass?
Nah, he kicked one of my Gastlys. Like, I'm trying to catch him, but he's too low.
Kicked your ass.
And he had Pokeballs. Nah, I'm still fighting. Up, got him. He's low.
Catch got him.
He's serious nature. What does that do? No stat change. Fuck.
Because he's serious, bro.
Oh, that's bad.
That's not bad.
Not
Take
what I want.
That over Derpy.
Well, I have one that I can... I have a Gastly that like I can use, but only if I have the choice scarf. But, like, if not, I gotta use this other one. This one's like the main.
Dratini, don't run away. I fucking love you forever.
Are you in the fucking Sapphire Zone? Where are you? Ah, oh, you're right there. I see the
name. Throw a rocket.
This is become the Pokemon cast.
This is the Pokecast.
This thing is stupid, man. Once you start playing, you just...
Yeah, and I want to point out how brilliant it is the way that they did this.
Genius.
They can't get shut down. There's been plenty of things like this, little MMO Pokemon things before, and they all get shut down by Nintendo. But the way they did this, they technically can't. Basically, their program is just a glorified emulator, and you have to get the actual Pokemon ROMs and throw that into the file
right off your
the
own
folder and run it on your own.
On your own backup of your Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, you're technically supposed to use your own backup.
You know, it's going to suck when they're like, all right,
not
everyone, I want to see
what you are supposed to use your backups.
You
all right?
Can't just download a ROM. Mm-hmm. And that's how everyone here. Let's get real. That's how everyone here right now is playing.
You should. You should.
They went to fucking ROM.
You should. Me and Jose. Me and Jose. We're doing this legit.
I went to the store and I bought a copy.
I went to the store and I got Pokemon.
I bought all three.
But yeah, basically they can't. They're not liable for it because we're the ones that are getting the ROMs, and their program has no resources by Nintendo.
It pulls all the resources from your backed up ROMs.
Yeah.
So.
Which is brilliant.
From your backup.
Really good idea.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't give a fuck. I remember when I was 8 years old. Fucking Toys R Us. Goddamn right. They can suck my dick. I bought it a long time ago.
You bought Fire Red when you were seven, huh? How'd you do that?
I bought Red when I was. I bought fucking Red. I bought Gold. I bought Silver. I bought Blue. I had all of them. Like I was that kid.
I bought.
They
a red,
you.
Two blues, a yellow.
I didn't
have yellow.
Any of them.
Oh, nice.
I got red for Christmas.
Okay, that's true. I didn't buy any of mine either.
I didn't own gold or silver.
Jose was already working at age seven, though, so.
I probably borrowed.
I'm not even going to open my mouth on that one. Nope.
Too easy.
Gary, you found a blue.
I found a blue on someone's lawn. I was like, that's mine.
Yoink.
Talking.
And then you found a red in some kid's Game Boy, and you're like, oh, that's mine.
No, I didn't find a red.
Don't lie to me, Terry. I stole it.
I found a red in my Game Boy when someone bought it for me.
Oh, shit. That's pretty cool.
Hey,
I only ever found a blue.
Yeah.
I technically found a silver like 2 years ago. It was just sitting in the house. I was like, who the fuck?
Oh, shit. Stratini's hanging around.
Kill it.
Oh, damn it.
Punch him in the face.
Kill it with a rock.
I got two Pokeballs at it.
Bash it in the face with a rock this time.
I tried.
Smash it.
What's your technique, Terry? Are you baiting and then you rock and then you throw?
Well, for everything else, I bait, rock, throw. But Stratini's kind of a dick.
So what are you doing?
Rock, rock, throw. I'm just trying to get lucky with the ball.
Rock, Pokeball. You have to piss it off. You anger it, and then you tell it no.
The thing is,
you show your dominance.
Genius dick. You throw a run rock at it. It's like, oh, why are you throwing rocks at me?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you got to piss it off.
It runs away immediately, even though it's eaten. It just dines and dashes, man. It's a one-night stand.
You don't feed it. It doesn't deserve it.
You don't feed it. Even after you catch it, you starve that bitch.
Just pelt it with rocks.
So you're hungry, eat up.
Listen, I'm giving you food. It's your fault you're not eating them, all right?
Anybody want an Adamant Ghastly? They got one.
I do.
Sounds useful.
You don't even know.
That Ghastly's ripped, though.
Got six-pack for days.
Oh, shit.
Trying to learn
I just accidentally hit A on a Dratini and caught it.
No shit?
Yeah, it's impish, though.
Still, it's a Dratini, man.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I don't want it.
The Dratini.
It sucks.
It's not adamant. It's not angry.
If it ain't adamant, I don't want.
You guys sound like such assholes over this nature thing.
No, it really counts.
It changes everything.
How many Pokemon I've killed? Like, you're not what I need. Goodbye.
How many have been captured and then thrown in the garbage because they didn't have the right nature?
Like the Abra
it's
you
Spartan
caught.
Spartan style over here, Alex,
like
alright?
First Abra. That thing's been sitting in the box collecting dust since I caught it.
I need to go get one of those. Well, I don't know.
No, I love my go.
Let's face the fact, Terry. That thing's probably dead.
It's probably dead. I don't think anyone's feeding it. I'm not feeding it. Who feeds the ones in the box, huh?
It's the Pokemon set.
It's not me. Whatever.
Nah, and there's Joyce just like, yeah, this is an Abra. Nobody's using this thing.
Dude, Professor Oak feeds them. That's what happens.
He can have them. I don't care.
Did you niggas watch the series?
Yeah, take this asshole. He just teleports anyway. That's all he fucking does is teleport. Yeah, I don't want.
He can't even do it right because of his nature.
His hand.
He's so strong. He's like, ah.
Leaves a crater when he does.
Looks like fucking Abra's doing sit-ups, though.
Just like leaves.
Like crater. He's just getting ripped. Smoldering
crater. Sari just looks at it. It's like, what is the point of you?
You catch them all excited, and then you look at his nation like, why?
Why were you born?
Why did they let you out? Why didn't your mother kill you?
Just die.
Would have been the nice thing to do.
That guy just caught a sassy Abra.
Oh. That Abra's got a sass.
There is a few things in the game that's broken in a good way. I dig and fly, you know, being one thing, but like, when you throw a Pokeball or something like that, it doesn't go through the animation unless you've caught it.
Yeah.
So, like, it'll just automatically skip it. When you click it, it's just like, oh no, it broke free immediately. But if you see the actual ball go out, you're like, yeah, I got it!
Yeah!
Because you have a guitar with you when you do it.
There are other things, though, that are broken that are kind of pieces of shit. A lot of the skills being one thing, but when you're done with battles, it just immediately quits. Like, you can't see how much experience
you've
got.
Doesn't give you a whole lot of chance. You can't see it. It just...
You can see the bar, but you don't see a number. And you'd also, like right now in the Safari Zone, like when the match is over, like if you throw a rock or something, it just runs away immediately. So, yeah.
And you also don't get to switch your Pokemon when the trainer does, which is annoying.
Which I learned is a bad thing.
It's bad for a lot of reasons.
You can't really be strategic. It's just like, oh, fuck you.
Oh, well, fuck.
I don't know why that's broken.
I'm at the point now, my Charfucamelion is too high level. I keep one-charting these Ghastlies. Fuck.
That's Terry's problem. He kept trying to catch things the whole time. I caught one.
And, like, this asshole doesn't help because he keeps fucking critical hitting all the goddamn Ghastlies.
I caught a bold Dratini.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's not bad. I'm okay with that. It's plus 10 defense. It's minus 10 attack, though. But you know,
that's like
not
the worst. That's worst Dratini you can get then.
Listen, okay? I'm going to name this thing.
Call him Derp and just put him in your fucking PC and use him there.
I don't know what I'm going to name this thing.
You
I shouldn't say what I was going to name this thing.
You don't want minus attack on a fucking Dratini.
Listen. What did you catch?
Oh,
hey, still better than yours. I don't know.
We'll go toe to toe right now with the teenies. I'll show you what's up.
God damn it! Keep killing them. Right,
I'm almost out of balls. I caught another one. Plus 10 speed, minus 10 defense. It's a hasty Dratini.
Is this even a podcast anymore?
I know, right?
I know. We're just recording.
Well,
like,
okay, Whitey, what's up? What are you bringing to the table?
Just asking. Now, where are we going with this? Let's talk about the
Wii U.
Let's talk about the Wii U.
Alright, what's up with the Wii U?
You guys talk about
it's gay. Alright, back to Pokemon.
Hey, you guys, we're carrying the conversation right now. Where are you guys at? You guys talk about the Wii U. We're going to sit here and catch your teenies.
I ignored that entire wall of Wii U information today.
Yep.
As did I.
I was not even here.
I'm trying to read it. There's a lot of words.
Not.
That's the problem with Nintendo's marketing campaign. This is
too many goddamn words. You guys need to shorten this shit out. Okay.
I'll just say it. Jose, you're black. You can't read. There. I said it.
He's learning. Show him what you learned today, Jose.
I don't know what I learned today.
I just
you already forgot.
Not a goddamn thing. All right. At this rate,
make me right.
Alright, go, Wii U.
Alright, Wii U.
I stopped caring about the Wii U when they were like, hey, the controller's like $200.
John.
I was like, no.
Goodbye.
Alright, so there's two price margins. There's the $299 one, which is fucking ridiculous, dude. That suck my dick, dude. That's not reasonable.
What do you get with
$299?
What do you get with $299?
I can get a goddamn Xbox, and I can have way more fun.
What comes with the $299 version?
Shit. You don't need... Okay, so like...
It says right here on the side of the box, shit.
Yeah.
Alright, this is... Basically, $299 is the basic version, okay? It's the console, derp, the gamepad,
Like that.
And then basically all they did was just try to like make it seem not as bad by adding specs. They literally just had a controller with a 6.2 inch screen, two analog thumbsticks, a forward facing camera. They just,
wait, you gotta put it together?
No.
Yeah.
You get like, everything apart.
You get all the screws and everything.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's all you do it yourself.
It'll be fun.
Really just trying to make it longer by for just kids. Trying to type all this out.
It's but the Wii U bare bones, Dwight.
This is the worst part.
Wii assemble. Wii
is coming out, and it does not give you Wiimotes.
Well, if you have a Wii, then you're good.
Yeah, I know, but what about the asshole that doesn't have a Wii?
Then they're an asshole.
How are they an asshole that doesn't have a Wii?
Maybe they don't got
the assholes for supporting
Why are you getting a Wii U if you don't already have a Wii?
Because...
Why did they get a Wii when they didn't have GameCube?
Oh, man, I had a GameCube. Love that shit.
Oh, I had one.
You know, but I sat there and thought about it, and I'm like, all right, this is Nintendo's approach for trying to be, like, to catch up with the big dogs. But then I'm like, wait a minute. Even when the GameCube was out, I never, like, said, hey, it's these top three guys fighting each other. It was like, I'm playing Smash Bros. On this shit and playing Legend of Zelda and Mario games. That's all I got my GameCube for. Oh, and Soul Calibur, because Link was one of the characters. That was it.
You had Soul Calibur to play a Nintendo character.
Yes.
And that's what it was.
And I also bought it for the PS2 to play with Heihachi.
You wouldn't buy Soul Calibur to play as Heihachi.
Oh, no, I had it for PS2 as well. I had both.
Fuck that.
I had both versions.
Nobody wants to be Heihachi.
And I love Soul Calibur 2. I literally fucking bought both versions, and I did both playthroughs on both sides and got every weapon on both.
Yeah. All right, no achievements.
Whoa. No
I know, there was no
Look
achievements.
Out, we got so
no, there was no achievements, so nobody believes me.
No achievements, can't prove it.
Thank you,
all right, that's about
You're
it.
A phony.
Basically, that's the $299 version. Pretty much Wii U, the controller, and the adapters. Oh, that's important. Up the console, okay. And a sensor bar. There you go.
Ooh.
And the most important thing comes with is an HDMI cable that's white, while the console's black, Ooh. So it's just not going to match.
Oh.
That's like Nintendo's way to say, fuck you. Like they're like, all right, here's an HDMI. Doesn't match, asshole.
Uh-huh. Fuck you.
Wait, you can buy one. Like,
it just says it there. Like in the wrapping. It says, fuck you.
Big old fuck you.
And then there's the $349. It's the deluxe. Alright. It has... Oh, that's why. It has more fucking onboard memory. The onboard
Wait,
memory...
What?
There's onboard memory on it. The onboard on the $299 one is 8 gigs. On the one that's $350, the onboard is 32 gigs.
Oh.
Playing
with
okay.
the big
dogs now. Memory. Internal memory, not RAM.
No, not RAM.
Like,
that'd be stupid.
Memory.
That's why I freaked out for a second. It's like, what are you talking? What?
The bargain. No. Gig RAM.
Bargain one. Play your game slower. Fuck you.
Oh, shit. Here's another bug real quick. I ran out of balls. I'm still in Safari Zone, and I'm fighting a Dratini, so I'm just throwing rocks at it.
Hey, Dratini, what you doing?
Fuck you. I'll knock it out and drag it out of this motherfucker.
All right, and then what else? So yeah, the 349 one has more fucking onboard memory, has a console stand, a charging cradle. Okay, it basically gives extra crap. That's it. That done.
Okay. It's how much now?
It's $350. So basically you're paying
and you get
you're paying
you don't
$50
get controls or anything?
No, all you're paying $50 just for basically a third more or less a third party, but the third party company's gonna make for about the same.
Huh.
Yeah, so there's no point in getting the 350.
I want that.
A gamepad stand and a Wii U, just, yeah, more stands.
Well,
more
stands
crap.
Are very
the
important.
Only thing that makes it a little bit better is the fact that you're paying $50 for more freaking memory, but you got to kind of sit there and be like, doesn't the Wii U take SD? So if it takes that, I mean, you could probably spend like $50 and get way more memory than that.
Probably.
And then the only thing they have here is, like, bullet points is, like, oh, Bayonetta 2 is exclusive for the Wii U, which is kind of cool.
What happened with that?
I guess... So they sucked the dick, bro, and they fucking said this is going on the Wii U.
They lost a bet.
I mean...
I think that's what happened. Like, you know what? We don't need to make money.
The Wii U...
We should just make a game for Nintendo. I mean, I shouldn't really defend Bayonetta too much because it was an alright game.
I hear it's a good game, but
it's an alright game.
I just feel like
difference, Jose.
It's better if they go fucking cross-platform. Like, That's how you make your money. That's, I don't know. And then they have a price hike now in video games because now that they're competing against everyone.
Yeah, that sucks.
That was like one of the really cool things about the Wii.
Yeah, it's a good redeeming quality about the Wii.
You were like, well, yeah. Like, even like the good ones are still cheap, and you're like, it's nice. You're not paying like the Wii was more like those laid back games. I mean, they had Tatsunoko versus Capcom, but they fucked it all up because they were like, let's adapt it with the Wii, the Wii mode. So let's take every
two buttons, and you get your fucking ultimate
let's
combo.
Take every button out. Like, this is a two button.
A button.
Don't even get me started.
You just start the game, and you're already ready.
It's full meter and everything.
Yeah.
Hit A button to win.
What? Is that the one on the back?
Here's the best
bullet. Waving the Wiimote around. I was like, why isn't it working?
The greatest bullet point that they have is like the most asshole-ish one. GameStop will take your current Wii off your hands for $50.
$50.
You can't even buy a fucking game for the Wii U. Trading in your console. That's so nice of them. Thanks, GameStop. All
right. Welcome.
All right, yeah. Thanks, Terry.
Terry's the face of GameStop around here.
Gotta fuck everything up, Terry.
Fucking Lou posted a picture of the loot box for Borderlands 2 today.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
I'm so sad.
Did you reserve at least the other one, the $100 one?
Yeah, there wasn't. There isn't.
Yeah?
There's the loot box, and then there's one below it, and then
That's the one I got. Like, the loop, there's the loot box, then there's the collector one, and then there's the regular one.
I caught another Dratini on the side. No, I got a timid one.
You didn't know, bro?
Well, when I was doing it, that other one wasn't there yet. It was just a loot chest and the other one.
It was there.
I asked Robert.
I told you about it when you came in that one day. And you didn't want to do it because you really wanted the loot chest. You were going to wait until after it had come out and see like,
so I
flat,
forgot,
like,
and then I asked Robert again.
Chest.
Or I asked him.
We probably asked him. And then,
is the chest look cool? Like, I mean, have you seen Dirty Dairy?
I've seen pictures of it. It looks pretty cool.
I've seen pictures. It's pretty big, though.
Yeah, it's a big box. But I asked Lou. I was like, dude, if you have any extras, just let me know. And then Lou's like, well, what do I get out of it? And I'm like, motherfucker.
You should know that by now. You don't.
I know. I expected it. It's just like, what does he want? I don't have anything that Lou wants. I'm white.
I think the only difference is the actual box itself from the other pack. I'm not too sure. Because I know you get the bobblehead. That's what I really wanted.
You get like a bigger box and a bunch of like knickknacks and stuff, but nothing.
Bric-a-brac.
Old bric-bracs.
Bric-bracs.
I think we only have like five.
What? The bric-a-brickers.
Five loot chests?
The bric-a-brickers.
I'm pretty sure it's like five.
Well, apparently there's rumor that they're going to make more, but it's not the exclusive one.
The loot box looks all right. I'm not too taken away by it, if that's actually it.
The thing is that I really like Borderlands.
I know, but I really want the bobblehead, so, like, that's...
I'm just getting standard. Fuck you guys.
I want fucking
shit. This is probably the greatest picture ever. Like, look at this. This guy got the loot box already in his house, and look what he's done with it.
Look at him. Sucking on that mic, right?
Yeah, he's just sucking on that microphone.
Oh, yeah, this is what Dwight.
Yeah, I saw that picture. It's at the office of the place or whatever. He didn't get it already.
Really?
Someone sent me that picture, and they're like, you gotta put cocoa in it. And I'm like, I'm not even
cocoa.
Wait, does it come with those guns, too, or, like...
Comes with
a dog. Comes with so much shit.
And a dog.
A dog, first off. You gotta feed it real quick, though. Otherwise, the thing's gonna die. But,
just get a dead
because,
dog.
Like, look,
you come 2 days late for your pre-order of the blue chest.
Your dog kinda dead.
Yeah, we shipped your dog, but it died.
You're supposed to pick those things up on time.
Part of me wants to just hold out, you know, and then, like, wait. What is
I know,
it? You guys holding it for 3 days?
Yeah, you're gonna wait on all the gaming, though.
Well, no, I'll get it.
And then sell the.
We'll hold it for 3 or 4 days, and then we'll give the people a call and ask if they're gonna pick it up. And if they say no, they're not gonna get it. Then,
what if they don't answer? What if I kill the person?
If they don't have
take their phone and be like, no, I'm not going to get it. You should sell it to the next guy that comes in.
He's
walking in while on the phone.
Like, giving you the phone, they throw this away from me.
Some guy's about to walk in. You like push him out of the way. No!
I'm next!
It's my time to shine.
I'll just be in the store when you call him. And then, like, I'll answer in front of you. Turn around and be like, nah, I don't want that shitty game. Fuck that game and you guys. Cancel my account.
Phone's ringing, you just go up to it, you're like, excuse me for a second.
Oh, it's work again. I'll be outside. Hold on.
I gotta take this.
But yeah.
I'm so sad.
I just got the deluxe copy and I'm alright with that. I was really mad, though, because the guy's like, yeah, we're not taking orders on it anymore. And I'm like, are you kidding me? The game's, like, fucking 4 months away. It was more than that.
It was gone.
Yeah. I know, but, like, I'm just kind of like, what the fuck? Because when I reserved it a while ago, dude. And the thing is, I managed to get my reservation on the collectors of Assassin's Creed.
All right. That game exists.
So I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I got everything, like, reserved. But just Borderlands 2, the guy was like, nope. I think it's because he wanted a copy, and he's like, nah, fuck that.
You don't get Borderlands 2, sorry.
Yeah, no, I feel bad about it, and I don't, because on the one hand, like, that's always been my problem with collectors. Before now, they were just, like, handed out like candy. Like, they weren't collectible, because you can get them anywhere. But Borderlands, they pull it out so quick that loot chest is going to be, like, super valuable now. There can't be that money floating around now.
I think so. I feel like...
Well, no, they're going to remake the loot chest, apparently. They're going to remake it, just not the exclusive one that came with it. So you probably won't get, like, you know, the character and some other in-game stuff, maybe some, I don't know, fucking stickers. I don't know.
Get some stickers.
But that's what people keep telling me. They keep telling me that because a lot of my fans, they know how sad I am about it. Mm-hmm. They're like, don't worry, they're going to be making more. It's just, you know, it's not going
to be. I want to see, like, some official word on that, because...
I would too, actually. I haven't looked into it because I don't want it to be wrong. I don't want it to be, you know...
It's probably wrong.
You don't want to be
they
that
generally
guy.
Don't do that, because... It is a collector's thing.
Well, the thing is, you know, it's so popular that they're just like, oh, wait, yeah, we can't really supply this many people. You know, give us some time to make more. You know, maybe that's it. Mm-mm. Terry, what if that was it?
Terry's just shitting on your drink.
Terry, do you see that person to the bottom right of us?
Bottom right?
In the grass?
I'm not gonna lie, I really did want that fucking loot box, but...
Poopy.
She's so pretty.
She is the prettiest.
Yes, she is.
What do you think she's doing in that grass?
So pretty.
What about... Did you guys even go for, like, collectors of Assassin's Creed, or am I the only fanboy here?
I pre-ordered and I got the aluminum case.
By the time I had pre-ordered, the collector's wasn't even, like, available, and I don't care enough to switch it.
Oh, I care.
It's gonna be tough already.
Like, I got Borderlands coming out. I'm probably gonna get Halo.
I know, and I have Halo's collector's edition as well.
What?
Fuck.
Slow down, Jose.
It's gonna be a very expensive 3 months, guys.
Yeah. That's how it always is.
A lot of it's paid off already, because I had, like, remember my list of games was like 60 games, and I, like, really shrunk it down to like 20. So I would trade in a lot of crap, and I was like, just put this for fucking Borderlands and these other games. Like, I think I gotta pay. Oh my god, is it a fucking yes, it's Tim. I'm done. Oh my god.
I got an Adam Intratini.
Oh, I got the Tim.
Give it.
Nope.
Give it.
Nope.
You ain't gonna train it right.
I'm probably not. Probably not, because I'm HP training on all of these.
You're going to pump it full of special attack.
So what? That's my choice as American.
You're probably going to start using it right now, aren't you?
Maybe.
No, don't do that. You're going to ruin him.
You're going to ruin him.
You have to take him to specific areas and then only have him out for that time. What are you doing?
I'm training my Dratini.
Oh, God.
The bitch is only level 22.
Oh, God. Why?
I just told you she's only level 22. She's got to be ready. Breaks I got the Fantasy heart. Four to go kill.
Final Fantastic Four. Four.
Fantastic Four.
Fantasy Four.
I killed the Fantastic Four.
I don't know how many times I got to tell you guys. I gotta stop fucking giving you advice for free. I can make millions off of the money, off the advice that I know about Pokemon.
That's true. Hmm?
You guys even know about the special skill you get when you max out a stat at 500 EV. When you take a stat and you just pump it past 500. There's nothing between 2 whatever and 4 whatever. Well, you hit that 5 mark, the golden 5, that's what we call it. That's what us pros call it. We call it the golden 5.
What the fuck are you talking about?
How high are you right now?
Not at all.
Well, okay, good.
I did get some of these brain pills, though.
That's
brain pills.
It's weird that you say it that way, because they're in quotations on the bottle, too.
Yeah, no, they're brain. They make you smarter.
There's a little award thing on just to the side of it. And it says it works. Come on, just try some. That's the directions that it says. So suggested use. Come on, just try some.
Wait, Terry,
don't be a square.
What are you using, Terry, for your EV thing?
Okay.
Okay, I shouldn't be using these if I'm pregnant, nursing, or under 18.
Terry.
Are you any of the above?
What are you using for your EV training guide?
What am I what?
What are you using for the EV training? Like, because I have one up, but it's saying, like, it's got Paris for attack, Tangela for defense. I have no fucking idea what that thing is for HP.
I just Googled Fire Red EVs to make sure I wasn't getting, like, Generation 4 and 5 shit.
That's what I'm trying to do, but this thing's so fucking, like, I don't even see Caterpies on this. That's why I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, Caterpies is, like, all you can do in this version.
For what? For?
For HP.
Really? This thing's, what the fuck is this then?
I don't know.
It's like a little icon, I can't even tell. Little asshole thing, I don't know what the fuck it is.
I'll link you to what I was using.
Alright, good.
Caught another one. Got a serious Dratini.
Damn. No
stat change.
Dude, don't fuck up that adamant one, okay? Whatever you do, please.
Jose, get off my dick, bro.
No, don't fuck him up, bro.
Quit micromanaging my Pokemon.
Stop backseat playing.
You can trade training. That thing for any Pokemon
like
you want.
I got like 7 Dratinis now.
I know, you can seriously get
one. You can trade it for whatever you want, as long as you don't fuck it up.
I want another adamant Dratini. How about that, huh?
You could probably do that. I'm sure there's people that are getting into, like, IVs and all that garbage.
What the fuck is an IV?
It's, like, it's another... I forgot. Something value. Something that starts with I, value. And it has something to do with the natures. And it's, like, you have to do fucking math. And it determines base stats and all that.
What's
it's
IVs?
Stupid. Huh?
Yeah, IV training's even more bullshit.
I'm not even doing that. Fuck that. EV is already
all,
like,
okay.
Stupid.
All IV is that you look at it's really easy. You look at their level, like when they're level 1 and they're born, you look at their actual stats, and then those stats correspond to how much they're going to get. So like basically how their shit goes when you look at their list of like their attack, defense, special attacks, all that, it'll be like 1-2-2-1-2-1 like that. So from there you can say, okay, when he's fucking level 99, he'll have this final, because this is his initial value. So it's basically
that's what it's called, initial value.
So you basically know what they're going to have at 99, what his base stats are going to be without the EV training, and that's what IV is.
Yeah, you can't even do that without breeding kit.
Yeah, you got to breed for IV. Mine looks awesome though. Like I think he's like pretty much IV'd right, because he's basically special attack and speed, which is what I need. So, I got a good Gastly.
Speed is what you need.
Yeah, dude, he's a fucking special sweeper. That's what I wanted. Okay. I wanted Gengar.
Spitchel.
Gengar.
Yeah, dude, I wanted a fucking Gengar. Fucking finally got it. It was worth it. And now I'm going to go take him to fight Zubats. He's going to be a champ.
This dude right here to my right, Terry, you see what he says? Okay, why does everyone fish in Sparta?
Okay, guys, what's the secret?
What's everybody doing over there by the water?
What am I missing out on right now? Fishing is doing tatted up to here with all these people fishing.
Are you kids doing drugs over there? Get out of here!
I don't know what's going on.
That guy missed out on something.
They're like, why the fuck is everyone fishing?
Like, this is the safari.
You take like 15 steps into the zone and you're at the first water thing and there's like 20 people here.
I don't get it. How come one's crawling in the grass with me?
Why is no one hanging out with Poo Poo Pee Pee down here? Why is everybody avoiding her?
I think she's just great.
She's just fantastic.
She's terrific.
I'm getting tired of these goddamn genies.
Back to Pokemon, I guess.
Yep.
Well,
this was just supposed to be something I was playing while I was talking with you. Now it's like consumed everything.
Then I said it's like, because you said it. And I'm like, we haven't even started yet. And I'm like, oh, no, I want to play. And then Jose started too. You didn't get back into it, Alex. I'm surprised you gave up on so quick.
I know. Dude, I got a dozen Dratini's
you could have.
I was going to say, I'll give you a Dratini.
Dude, I got an Adam and Gastly.
We'll give you a pick out of all of our retards.
I got an Adam and Gastly with your name on it.
I give you my serious one. My serious one, no stat changes.
Gastly's going to be clean.
He's clean.
Popping out of that shirt.
Huh?
What?
Is that your problem?
I heard popping out of the shirt, and I was like, what?
I said that Gastly's going to be popping out of his shirt.
He's so ripped.
That guy is sizzling.
He's sizzling, man. This guy. In all caps, there's a guy that's right next to me and Terry. He goes, OMG! Dratini! Dratini! Get in my ball!
Get the fuck out of my ball.
Act like he hasn't seen a goddamn Dratini before.
I've seen 1,000. I got 1,000 in the fucking bank now.
Dwayne's making it rain Dratinis right now.
Making it rain Dratinis.
What else is there?
What?
To talk about.
Well.
You just got a care package with some ball powder in it.
Oh, right. Yeah, I haven't talked about that. I got a birch box. It's a brown box.
More like a bitch box. Oh.
It sends you every month. It'll send you little test size high-end beauty products and stuff. And well, for the dudes, it's mainly just hygiene and ball stuff. So for the dudes, you get shampoo and ball stuff basically.
Yeah, slap some powder on those balls.
And then they give you stuff to make you smell nice so girls get close to your balls so they do stuff. It's this whole thing around balls that they're, it's smart.
Because if your balls are smelling good, bro, then shit's good down there.
It's a good business model and they're doing it great.
All over.
Yeah, dude,
it's like a thick layer of makeup on top of your balls.
It's the exact same approach. It's like women have to put makeup on their face, look pretty, we put on our balls.
And when you're like, close to your face. So the thing that apparently people do with this brown box thing is they do unboxing videos of it and everything like that. And when I said I got mine in, Elena was like, "You have to do a video!" And like she just like smashed the keyboard, and I was like, "Oh, okay, all right."
Yes, ma'am.
And so I just kind of did it on a whim, and I was gonna look over it. If it was like shit, I wasn't, you know, fuck that. I'm not gonna put that out. And I was like, whatever, you know, fuck it. You know, I'll put it out. Because, I don't know, just because, you know, I got to talk about ball powder on my channel and get paid for it.
And then living the dream.
Living the dream right there, you know.
Get paid for slinging ball powder to kids.
Hey, yo, just get this. Just buy it.
Just buy it.
His balls.
And so every month they're going to send me a box.
With some underwear in it?
Some underwear. Well, it's not always going to be underwear.
Oh, it's always going to be underwear.
My God, I could,
dude, these are $30 boxers, man.
How much did you pay?
$20.
It's $10
a month. Yeah, it's $20 a month. The women is $10 a month.
So you get boxers every month?
I don't know if it's boxers or not.
You get boxers awesome. Every month.
I was about to say, that's random. Awesome. Like,
but no, they put like prices next to all the stuff that they send you, right? And I got like over $100 worth of shit.
How much is the ball powder?
The ball powder is $15.
Tell me more about the ball powder.
It smells really good, guys. I'm not even going to lie. You're smells awesome.
You're like the Avon dude.
Oh, he's like, and these you put right on your nuts.
Oh.
They call me Avon.
Just like that. It's right there.
Avon.
You just pat them on. Just
all right. Hey, give me your hand. Just hold out
your
hand.
Do you feel how right. smooth those balls were? Right.
Here you go. I'm going to pat your hand a little bit. Oh, just reach down there. Give a little pat.
I'll pat those balls.
You look like a man with sweaty, smelly ass balls.
I miss Dave. Yes, my son.
Ladies, I've seen in my head a million times, lady.
I don't know why.
And it always ends with yes.
Our podcast isn't like number one on fucking iTunes, man.
Our quality. We got ball powder. We
talked about Pokemon.
We got Pokemon.
Racism. Education, nerds.
You went over education.
This guy wants
roast burritos.
But
the dark side of education.
What are you going to give me, bro? What are you going to give me? This guy's trading me.
What?
I don't know. He's trading me. He's an athlete. He's walked away.
He's going to give you
fuck
money.
You.
Dude, there's been a lot of people who try to keep the duel me, and I just block them immediately and walk away.
I've had one guy that tried to duel me, and I rolled over him.
Like, but we
got the way it was. I had
no, wait, real quick. No, I gotta address this because it needs to be. The guy next to me just said, looking to cram my dick into the guy to my right.
Is that you?
No, I'm on his left.
Oh, thank God.
What's going on?
Wait a minute. Wait. What's wrong with you that he doesn't want to cram his dick into you?
Wait.
What kind of safari zone is this?
Oh, it's the safari zone.
I just asked him right now. I said, what's wrong with me? Anyways, continue. You did something about dueling today?
Oh, yeah, I was dueling this guy. And the way it is when you duel someone, you can see, before you actually get in the duel, you can see, like, their average level of all their Pokemon. And I had, like, three mains at the time and, like, three just garbage ones that I was rolling around with, like the guy that I used for cut and the one that I used for fly. So my average level was, like, 20. So this guy comes up to me trying to duel me, thinking, oh, I can take this guy. And his average level was like 30 or whatever. I throw mine out. It's a little like 35 Alakazam. He throws out his 29 whatever. just over and over. That's all I'm doing. And I'm just doing psychic. Just knocking him out, one-shotting all of them. And then I crushed him. He said, good game. I didn't say anything to him because it wasn't a good game.
You're like,
I
flipped
save, him off.
It was a beautiful game.
It demanded money. Just like Ash does to all the people he
come back with that weak-ass shit.
Get that squishy shit out of here. Play Pokemon like a real man.
Step up with me.
Get that G1 bullshit out of here.
Oh, it was fun. That was my one and only duel in this game. I think my average level is still pretty low.
So is the Fabulous Four working now?
Fabulous Four!
No, they're not. Victory Road is up. You can get to the, what's it called, Indigo Plateau or whatever. You can get there, but they put two Snorlaxes in front of the gate to the...
Wake those bitches up!
Item.
Yeah, wake them up.
You can't. They don't do anything.
They're smart.
They're just roadblocks.
Yeah, they're just roadblocks.
Is there like a ton of people hanging out over there?
Nope. Well, there's a few in like the cave leading up to it, because I guess that's really all the only place you can train at like level 50 or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, that's it.
What the fuck sells TMs here? I can't remember. Like, can't you buy Thunder?
No. You can buy TMs from the mall, but they don't have shit that's useful.
I could have sworn one of these motherfuckers have Thunder.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. And I went there and nothing. They changed it in Fire Red because they added like, what's it called? The Seven Islands or whatever. There's like a whole like set of seven islands that they added in Fire Red.
Oh, right.
And that's where you get all that shit. There's like TM trainers over there and everything. And that's what you do after you beat Elite Four. Or, I'm sorry, Fabulous Four.
The Fabulous Four, Fantastic Four.
Fab Four.
Yeah, you know, they got a lot of names.
Alright, how long have we been going?
At least like 5 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, wait then. We're still hanging out.
All right, whatever.
What, you gotta take a dump?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, everybody. Thanks for coming to the podcast. I just gotta take a dump.
Yeah.
Pussy.
I just ruined it in for everybody.
I'm trying.
Can't even hold it in.
Oh, look, that guy's selling an Abanabra.
All right.
Nice.
Get it.
Shit.
His name's Crocodile, so I don't know if you're gonna get out of that clean.
Yes.
I am selling an Abanabra.
That's
$5 million.
Adrian D. Winters plays Pokemon.
All right, everybody. Thanks for coming to the podcast.
Bye.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey.